Welcome to RIM training session number 6. This one is on membership sites. So before we get started with that, I just wanted to go through a few housekeeping things and a quick review of some prior weeks to show you some updates. Videos, the replays are all at the same site. They're out at this link here, and the password is RIM system. And you'll see those right here. And everything should be there now. And, of course, this replay from this session will be out later on this week, probably by Saturday. All right, you should find all of the audios, videos, and mind map below the videos. If you don't see one of those, please let me know, because occasionally we miss one of those. So if you don't see an audio version, a video version, and the mind map, then please let me know. Okay? All right, the live sessions are all at the same link, and that link is right here on the mind map. Now, for next week, I got two things going on. Number one, I'm going to be in Austin beginning Wednesday next week. So this is the last formal session for the RIM session. This is 6 weeks. So the next session is going to be completely Q&A. And so please get your questions in. The link is here. For your questions, please ask your questions here, and we're going to have this session on this coming Monday. All right, so that will be Monday, the 13th at 2:00. Okay, and then there won't be a session on Thursday, and then the next session will be the next week, provided my wife isn't in the hospital. My wife is going to have surgery done. She the cartilage in her disc and her vertebrae has completely disintegrated, like between the 6 and 7, I believe. So she's having some emergency surgery done. So I'll be out for a day or so when she's having that done. I'm not sure yet when that's going to be because they haven't scheduled it yet. But it could be next week or the week after. All right. But definitely will be out next Thursday anyway. So next session is this coming Monday. All right, so let me do a review of a couple of the things we've done in the past. First off, on the FBA, I'm continuing to get orders through Amazon. I just got one like 15 minutes ago. Someone ordered another DVD that I had out there that I'd listed. So those items are continuing to sell, so I'm well in the profit now. I don't actually have I should do a spreadsheet trying to figure out how much profit I'm in now, but I've sold close to half the products that I listed there in that the bonus session I did. So really cool, getting some good income from that, and I got a great resource for you. I just read this article, this blog, it's called Book to the Future. And this is a guy that he specializes mostly in books, but he also does some other FBA selling as well. And this is just a great case study of this guy who used FBA. He took a trip and he used FBA to pay for his entire trip. And you can read through the whole thing here, but the gist of it is his total income on the road was, or his total revenue was $3,306, and his expenses was $2,611. So he made almost $700 plus paid for his entire trip. So I thought that was pretty cool. The guy's name is, I've been following him for quite a while, Nathan Holmquist. He has some really, really great blog posts on doing FBA, so I encourage you to subscribe to his newsletter and start following him. All right, Udemy. So if you remember from last week, I posted another announcement to my Udemy affiliate account. And just as a brief refresher, I have two Udemy accounts. I have one Udemy account where I have one class that I'm selling for $10. And that one has about 1,800 students in it now. And originally that class was free. So we got it built up to about 1,000 people, or a little over, I guess maybe 1,200 people that got into the class for free just to get some momentum built up on it. And then we switched it over to a paid class we charge $10 for, and the rest of them come through the paid class. So we're making money through that, but the other method of making money is through the Udemy affiliate program. So my other account is promoting products on Udemy. If you remember from last week, or if you didn't, just go watch the replay, I posted an announcement on Udemy that told people about Udemy's sale that was going on last week. Actually, I think it just ended yesterday or the day before yesterday. And the sale was like 60% off of most of their courses. So out of that, I made $65. That's the most I've made from one affiliate offer mail-in. So I was really pleased with that. I'll show you. I just logged in here. And as you can see, the first one I did when I first started doing this affiliate offers was back in November. I made $46. So, and in December, I sent one out and made $54. And this one earned $65. So that's the most I've made through the affiliate program. If you notice, on this one, most of the sales are coming from the Pinterest product that I offered in my announcement. The announcement I sent out, I'll show you right here. In case you missed, this is right here. And you have this mind map in the download area. But the message basically just thanks them for taking my course, and it recommends this other course and tells them that they can get the discount was actually 70% off. So they could get 70% off of that course. And then I gave them my link, which I showed you how to set up last week. And it's normally $29, but you can grab it for only $8. So lots of people picked up that course. So that tells us something. That tells us when we promote a specific product that's related to the product that we have on Udemy, that's the best way to promote. You find something that's very related to what you've already got. In the past, I have promoted things that were not quite as related, and I still got sales, but not as many sales. So that's really good to know. It's good information. And now we know we have enough now to start looking at some metrics on Udemy, like how much is each subscriber worth? And by subscriber, what I mean is the people who are taking your course, whether it be free or paid. So now we know I made $46, $54, and $65. So $165, and I've got approximately, I think it's around 1,800 now, but when I first started this, it was 1,700, so I'm just doing an average. So an average of about 1,750 Udemy students made $165, and that's for three emails. So that was, and that's over a period of about 6 weeks. My first email was, actually I can see where when that was and get a better accounting. Let me log into this account. And let's see announcements. All right, so the doesn't tell me. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell me the date this was sent out. I could backtrack and figure it out, but it says a month ago, but I'm thinking it was a little over a month ago. It's more like 6 weeks ago. So it looks like in about 6 weeks I earned that $165. And you say, well, what's the big deal about that? You know, $165. Well, $165 in 6 weeks, that's $27.50 a week times 52 weeks. That's an extra almost $1,500 a year in residual income. For all I'm doing is sending out an email. But since we know now that with 1,750 students and I made $165, and that's in, say, 6 weeks, then each student is worth almost 10 cents, worth 9.4 cents per student, okay? So what would be a good thing to do right now, knowing, number one, that we can make money promoting affiliate products to these students, and number two, knowing that we're making $9.04 per student? What would be the thing to do now? I mean, just think of this as sort of a test case, just proving the concept. And I think we pretty much proved the concept here. I've sent three emails. Actually, I sent four emails. One email I sent out was not during a time when Udemy was doing a sale, and that didn't generate any sales. But the other three emails did, and they did fairly well. So what does that tell us that we need to do? Brenda says they like sales. Yeah, they do like sales. But what does that tell us that we need to do, though, to get this dollar amount up? What's the easiest way to get this dollar amount up? Number one, send more emails. Okay, that's one way of doing it, but I'm only going to send an email when Udemy has a sale. And they're having a sale about once every 3 weeks now. So I don't want to send too many emails and wear people out through Udemy. Invite to your own products. No, I would never invite people to my own products. Unless those products are on Udemy. Now, if they're on Udemy, that's fine. But don't ever use Udemy to drive traffic to some other site. Udemy frowns on that. So the thing that we should start doing right now is we should start getting more students, right? Because I just showed you the more students we have, the more money we're making. So we're making 9.4 cents per student now for every the three emails we sent here. So now we just need to increase our members. Yeah, exactly, Michael. We need to get, what if we had 10 times that many? We make 10 times as much. I mean, the numbers are there. So we just need to have more students, which means we need to put up more courses. Okay, the ClickBank technique I talked about using or setting up squatter accounts in ClickBank. I just got another check this week for $397.87. I didn't take a screenshot of that one because I deposited it before I even thought about doing that. But $397.87 for that account, which I showed you last week how I'm doing that. All right, so now let's talk about membership sites. And I want to show you an overview. Most of this session is just going to be me showing you stuff, so I don't have a huge mind map for you. So let me show you an overview of Business Idea Factory and tell you, first off, let me show you that. Here's the main page of the Business Idea Factory. And this is a site that I set up in 2005, around about then. And back then, even though WordPress was around, it wasn't very well known, and it didn't have near the functionality it does now. And so the site, Business Idea Factory, was coded from scratch. I hired programmers to do this. I spent tons of money on this site. I spent tons of time just on the mechanics of it, getting everything the way I wanted it. And if I were to do it again today, I would never do this again. This was just way too time-consuming and way too expensive. But let me show you, because right now there's ways of doing most of this, most of what this, the important parts of this site can be done directly through WordPress without having to buy any plugins or anything. When I set this site up, I wanted it to have categories and I wanted it to have search, and doing all this now with WordPress is a piece of cake. I mean, it's built into WordPress. Having this coded through the site was very, very, very difficult because this is all through HTML. And I also added some other features that I thought people would really love. It would be great to have, like, for instance, I'm not logged in. Being able to vote for articles. Hardly any members voted on articles, so that was really just a waste of time to add that. Adding comments. WordPress does a much, much better job of commenting. But what I found here, you know, unless you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members, you're just not going to get a whole lot of comments. So there's not a whole lot of use of even worrying about that. You know, with this site, most members I ever had was probably about 200 at the peak. And now I have, I don't know, 30 or 40 people that are still paying $7 a month. So it's still a nice little moneymaker. but I would completely do it differently if I were doing it today. And one of the biggest things I would do differently is the topic. The topic I chose for this back then, and back then, you know, it was, what, 8-9 years ago? It was much easier to sell information, to sell a membership site about a very broad category. So this is an extremely broad category. I mean, Business Idea Factory, this is just about all types of business ideas. And then you can see in the categories here, just all types of stuff concerning business. This is way, way too broad now for people to pay for. People want much more specific information. In fact, I could probably take, and that's what I'm going to show you really, you take one category of this and do a membership site just on that one category. Let me go back to the mind map. All right, so that's the Business Idea Factory, and I also have a back office system built in here to manage stuff. Let me see if I can show you that. Okay, so I had this control panel built, so I can do stuff. You know, I can change stuff, add articles, or have my assistant add articles to this. And that was another big time-consuming issue with this, was doing articles, because we're doing several articles a week, and it just took up a lot of my time until I finally hired someone to do it for me. And now I don't even look at it. I mean, it's, you know, stuff just gets done because I have people that are doing it. Okay, so here are the things that you need for a membership site. First off, you need a compelling topic. And just like I just mentioned, it needs to be something specific. So we'll do some brainstorming at the end of this session on some compelling topics for a membership site. Okay, and secondly, you need content. So once you figure out the type of topic that you're going to have, you need to figure out where to get content. Then you need to have a way to deliver that content. And then you need to have a way to take payments. And then you need to have the membership management. You know, how do you manage the members? How do you send them an update? How do you do, if someone refunds, how do you take them out of the membership site? How do you do all of that? So that's what I want to show you now. I'm going to go ahead and set up a membership site and show you how I would do it today. Very, very simply, just using very simple tools. All right? I went ahead and registered a domain name for this, and I just did that this today so I could kind of show you from the very beginning. And let me go. All right, so the membership idea for this one is weird money-making ideas. So how to make money, strange ways that people are making money either online or offline. So I thought that would be an interesting topic to do a membership site about. So I registered this domain name, Weird Money Making Ideas, and I'm not going to go through the mechanisms of registering a domain name. I'm sure you know how to do that, but if you don't, just go to HostGator, and then I'll show you in the control panel. This would be the control panel if you're using HostGator. See it. All right, and I got to grab my password, so hang on just a second. All right, I haven't done anything to this site yet. That's why I kind of wanted to show you from the very beginning. I'm going to open up the site just to show you. I don't think there shouldn't be anything there. Yeah, only thing there is just a blank index page. move this over here. Okay. So this is control panel, and this is hosted through HostGator, but this is pretty much the control panel that most hosting companies use. It's just called cPanel, and this is what you'll see. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a WordPress blog on this site. So I'm just going to go down to the very bottom where it says Software and Services, and right here is Fantastico. And Fantastico is a wizard that allows you to set up a WordPress blog, or it actually allows you to set up a bunch of different things. There's all kinds of stuff in here, like classified ad systems, and there's different blog services and content. Man, I've never used any of this other stuff. The only thing I've ever used in this is WordPress. So I'll click on WordPress here, and now it tells me that this is a new WordPress install, and there's not anything else on the site. So I'm just going to click on New Installation. All right, now it's asked me for a little bit of information. It tells me where it's going to install it, which is on this domain. I'm going to install in directory. I'm just going to leave this blank because I want the blog to be installed. Let's see, am I going to leave that blank or not? Let's install it under a subdomain. Let's just call it members. There we go. Let's do that. That way, when people go to this site, it's not going to show up right on the blog. And that way I can have, if I want to have a sales letter selling the membership site, I can have it right there, and then the members will access through a different link. All right, if you wanted to set up your blog just right on the homepage, then you would leave this blank just like that. Okay? Okay, the user ID is going to be, I just usually use admin for that, and I use some type of unique password. Me do something that's easy to remember here. All right, and the account nickname is just going to be admin. And the email address, I'm actually going to use a different email address because I'm not using the email system in here. Just use my regular email address. All right, and the site name is going to be just called, and let's call Weird Money Making Ideas. And you can leave the description blank, but I'm just going to repeat the title or site name. All right, there we go. That's all the information we need. And then I'm going to click on Install WordPress. Uh-oh, no valid directory name provided. Let's click back. Let's see what's going on here. Maybe it should be like that. There we go. I had the slash in there in the domain name. It didn't like that. All right, now it tells me what it's going to do. It's going to create a subdirectory called members, and it's going to put the blog in there, so just click on Finish Installation, and it's done. Very, very quick. So now it gives us a link. I'm going to right-click and open a new window just to make sure that opens. All right, and there's our WordPress login. Now, let's do the password is 123456. And I'm letting you know the password so you can get in here if you want, so you can see it. See exactly how I set it up. All right, let's save the password. All right, so now this is just a brand new install. And if we go out now to this site, the members site, this is what we're going to see. So there's really just the, you know, the standard WordPress template. So we're going to go through here and change this stuff. For one thing, I don't want all this stuff on the sidebar. Recent posts, I don't even want the recent posts over here because I want to be able to send people directly to the post I want them to go to without them being able to access everything. And so we're going to get rid of pretty much, yeah, everything on here. All right, so I'm going to go under, I think it's under settings. It's not their appearance. There it is. Yeah, bear with me a second. Sometimes it's a little hard finding where they put stuff in here. There's the sidebar. Should be in here, but I'm not seeing where to. Okay, here we go. Let's delete this. There we go. This is where it's at. Delete it. It's going to delete all this stuff. Okay. And now if we go back here. Okay, we got rid of most of it. We still have this archives and the meta. Drag them here. It says to remove them, drag them down here. All right, let's see if that did anything. If not, I'll have to get the code to do that. There's actually code that you can use that takes all these out. There's actually templates, and I'll have to track one down and just give it to you. All right, so now let me show you how to do posts. What we're going to do is we're not going to use the post method. We're going to do the pages method because the post is like a blog post, which is chronological, and people can go from one to the other. On this one, we just want pages. And a page is just like setting up a HTML page on a website. All right, so click on Pages and Add New. All right, so now we're going to do our first post for our membership site. And I've got an article I've just kind of put together here. I was doing some research on YouTube and found a really cool technique people are using, and this is where I'm going to get all the content from for this site is off of YouTube. So I just basically do a short post and then link to a YouTube video. That'll be very, very, very easy to do. You can do one of these in about 10 minutes. All right, so the name of the article or the name of the post is How to Get Free Silver from Your Bank. Walk in, say these five magic words, and walk out with a handful of free and clear silver, which is really fascinating the way people are doing this. And then I just wrote a quick article here. Basically, the article is, while many people are investing in gold, the prices are hovering around $1,300 an ounce, which puts it out of the reach for most people. Silver, on the other hand, is trading right at $20 per ounce, which is about half its all-time high. So while you could afford to invest in silver, I found a way for you to get silver for free just by asking for it at your local bank. In fact, I found several people who are not only doing this right now, but have shared their results on YouTube. You can watch them expose this technique at these links. I wrote this in literally 5 minutes. All right, so it's right there. And when you do links in WordPress, you got to click on the little link thing here and put the link in. And I like to open them up in a new window just because it makes it a little bit cleaner. Each of these links is different, so I'm doing each one separately. And then I'll just put something down just to sign off. It says enjoy. All right, and we can save this as draft or publish it. I'm just going to save it as draft right now. All right, and here's a preview. All right, we need to update this image here, but we can do that anytime. And down here, we still have leave a reply, so we still have comments here. But notice now, we don't have the sidebar stuff. So that's kind of what I was looking to get rid of, and it did get rid of the sidebar. So now we just have the article with the links and the comments. And let's make sure these links work. And we want to open them in a new window, so make sure that works. Okay, there it is. There's the first one. And there's the second one. And there's the third one. All right, I'll go ahead and put this into the mind map so you can go and read that article, kind of see as an example of the content. So if I were doing this membership site, I would just be going out and finding examples of stuff like this on YouTube, and then writing a short synopsis of it, and then posting that on YouTube. And there's a couple of things now that we need to do to this post. Number one, we don't want just anyone to be able to read this post. We only want our members to be able to read it. And so the way we do that is we're going to go over, and we're going to make this, we're going to change the visibility of it over here on the right-hand side. Click on Edit and change this to Password Protected. And then we're going to set up a password. And our password can be just whatever we want it to be. It's going to put 123456 for now and click OK. Okay, and now I'm going to publish this. I can always go back here and edit it anytime I need to. And now when we go to this, and I've already got access to it, so I'm able to see it probably just because I'm logged in. Let me see if I log out. But if you go to it, it should ask you for a password. Okay, and perfect. So what it's doing is it's showing me the title, but it's telling me it's a password-protected post. So now I need a password to get in. So this is what your members are going to see. So they have to enter their password, and then they're able to access the article. Now we're just doing this sort of down and dirty, and so all your members will have the same password, but you can change the password at any time. So this is how they're going to get their content. It's just through a WordPress blog that you set up with password protection. All right, how to take payments. You're going to take payments through PayPal. Let me show you how to set up a subscription payment in PayPal. All right, bear with me just a second. I'm in a different PayPal account. I'm trying to figure it out. Here it is. Okay. So once you get in PayPal, let me show my screen again. So once you get in PayPal, you'll either have, depending on what type of account you have, you'll have a link down at the bottom of your main account that says something about Oh, cool. I just got a payment from Udemy. Excellent. But anyway, you'll have a link down here that says your buttons. But if you don't see that, go to Merchant Services. And under Merchant Services, you should see a link here for buttons. And I've got my saved button, so I can go here to access it. And then right here, create a new button. All right, and the type of button you want here, under choose a button type, change this to subscriptions. Okay? And then so give it a title, an item name, just whatever you want, and under subscription ID, it's optional, but I suggest you put it in so you'll see what it is if you do a report or something. And I'm just going to call this O1. Okay, under customize, you don't need to worry about anything here. Now, you can have PayPal create user IDs and passwords for your customers, but then you got to figure out how to integrate it with WordPress, and I don't fool with any of that. Just give everyone the same password, so don't worry about that. Billing amount each cycle, so let's say we're going to charge $7. Something like this, a membership site like this, I'm going to charge something really cheap because the cheaper you charge, the more likely a person is going to stay with you. And really the key to this is that you want to sell them other things. So the longer they stay with you, the better. All right, billing cycle is 1 month. You can change this to whatever you want, but generally 1 month is the going time for a membership site. And how many cycles? So in this case, never. We just want to keep billing them until they cancel. You can also offer a trial offer. So let's say you wanted to offer for $1. Say you wanted to do a $1 trial. You could do that right here. Put $1 for 1 month, and then you can do a second trial period. I've never actually done that. But then after the trial period, if they don't cancel, it'll go back to $7. So that's how you do that. And then choose whichever merchant ID, and I'm going to use whatever the default is here. All right, and under here, you can track inventory. You don't need to do anything there. Right here, custom advanced features. This one, after the customer purchases, you want to take them somewhere. Right here, you want to link them somewhere. The best place to link them to is just send them to your blog. So right here, where we don't really have anything right here, we can put a welcome message right here if we'd like. You know, welcome to Weird Money Making Ideas. Please check your email for password and access information. And I'll go ahead and set that up in just a minute. So that's where we take our members to. And you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Just click on Create Button. All right, and here's your button code. And you also have an email version of that, but you're not really going to need that. All you're going to need is the HTML version here. All right, so if I opened up an HTML editor, I'm using Arachnophilia, which is a free HTML editor. I'm just doing this to show you how it looks. So I'm going to paste in that button code from PayPal, and I'm going to click on Preview here, and then there's my Subscribe button. Okay, so you would just put that into your sales page. Subscribe, and when someone clicks on Subscribe, it's going to take them to PayPal. And get them to subscribe right here. It's really that simple. Now, if you don't have a subscribe feature in PayPal or you don't have the buttons, call or submit a support ticket to PayPal, because they have changed that over the years, how you're able to get access to that. If you have a Premier or business account with PayPal, you should have access to that. If you don't, then you can upgrade to a business account. Okay, so that's the collecting payment parts. Now, the membership management. Well, the best way to manage members is just through AWeber or whichever email management system you're using, autoresponder system. So if we used AWeber, I would set it up just like this. Let's set up a new list. All right, and call it whatever I want to call it, weird money. Okay. Now just create the follow-up message to send them after they purchase. Let's say we're going to do weekly post. All I'm doing here is making that link clickable, the link tool here. Actually, let me do it this way. I'm going to put, instead of doing that, I'm going to say your first, you can access your first weird money-making idea at, and I want to give them a link to this one here. This will just make it easier. And tease them a little bit about what it is. It's all about a weird trick to get free silver from your local bank. The password is... and whatever you set the password to. P.S. Can't type. Using a different keyboard, and I'm having a hard time finding the keys. Okay, so there is the message. And so every time you do a post on your blog, you do an email message. And you just change the password each time. So every week you're going to have a different password. That way, when someone unsubscribes, you just go into your subscriber management tool here. And there's no one here now, so it's not showing me anything. But you would go into here, and you would just delete them out of your list. Or you would just mark them as unsubscribed. Okay, and that's how you manage your subscribers. And then the next week, when the email goes out, it's not going to go out to the people who unsubscribed. Does that make sense? Yeah, so this is just how you manage your subscribers. Now, the cool thing about this that I hope you've picked up on, there's actually a couple of cool things about this. Number one, you can set these all up in advance. So if as long as you're doing a topic that's fairly evergreen means that it's not going to change very much over the months and years, then you do the work once. And everyone who subscribes starts at the very beginning. So if someone subscribes 6 months from now, they're going to get this one about the silver thing. So now you just have to load this up with, say, a year's worth of content, and then you're done. And then once someone reaches, if someone has subscribed for a whole year, then you can continue to add content if you want. But I would just send them an email saying, hey, thanks for being a subscriber. We've reached the end of the ideas, so we're going to cancel your subscription. So you could probably sit down in a couple of weeks and fill up this entire membership site with content in just a couple of weeks, because really you just need to have one per week. All right, the other cool thing about this is, remember we've talked before about the byproduct of these techniques. You know, what's the byproduct of, you know, Udemy is that we have these subscribers that we can send affiliate offers to. It's always great to try to find the byproduct. Well, what's the byproduct of a site like this? The byproduct is that once you have all this content together, you've got 52 weeks worth of content. You could take that content and you could sell that as one lump sum. I've actually taken the content from Business Idea Factory, all the articles that I had at a certain time. Let's say I had 200 or 300 articles. I took those articles and I sold the resale rights to them. So you could do that as well. So you've got another product that you can sell. Let me see if I covered. Okay. So you need to have content. We've talked about that. How to deliver the content, which is through WordPress. How to take payment, which is through PayPal. And how to manage your members, which is through AWeber. Okay, that's just a down and dirty way of doing a membership site. You take out all the fluff, but you're giving people what they want, which is just the content. Now, how did I find that YouTube video on the silver technique? Just playing around YouTube. Just looking around YouTube, entering in keywords like how to make money, weird ways to make money, and I stumbled upon the silver hunting thing. And just went from there. All right, any other questions? Can you count on YouTube videos to be there over the 12 months? Generally, they don't get removed, but if they do, then you just, you know, you periodically go in and check the links on all of your content and make sure it's there. Or what I suggest you do is you have someone else that you hire to do this for you and just have them periodically check all your links. And if something gets taken down, try to find another link to the same thing. If you can't, just change that content. where did I get that picture from? That picture was supplied with WordPress, and I would change that picture. Let me see what it looks like. I hadn't even paid a whole lot of attention to it. Yeah, it looks like this picture is changing every time I go here, so it's just a different picture. So I would change this picture in WordPress, and the way you do that is, let me get out of here. I don't need that open. Whoops. It's under, it should be under appearance, and then there's themes. And you can change the theme as well to something else. Like you could change it to, say, this one. This is a very popular one, the 2010. The header is right here on that one. So right here, if you're using this theme, you just go here and upload a file. So you just have your own whatever. You can have someone create a logo through Fiverr. Just go to Fiverr and post a job that says something like, I need a banner image that is 1,000 by 288. That's what it tells you here. And it needs to be about weird business ideas. And just let them do it. And you just upload your image there. Okay. Gene wants to know, how do you get traffic for this if you don't have any yet for a beginner? Okay, I talked about how to do that in the email part. This could be a product that you could offer to a joint venture partner or an affiliate partner and get them to mail their list, and then you give them 100% of the profit off of it, but you're getting the subscribers to your list. Dennis says, do you outsource or have employees to do the research for you? How do you have time to do everything for you? I have employees that do it, but when I first started out, Dennis, I just outsourced it. I got on, let me try to remember. I've got writers now that I've had for years and years and years. I can't remember where I got them from, which site I used. Yeah, it was ScriptLance. And now ScriptLance is eWorker, I think. But I just went on there and posted a job saying that I needed a writer to write X number of articles per week. And that's how I found them. Articles like this, what I'm talking about, though, are very easy to do because they're really just curation. If you know what curation is, that's just doing a quick synopsis of someone else's article. So in this case, you're doing curation of a YouTube video. You know, you can find someone locally on Craigslist to do this for you. I mean, do it yourself to start with until you get the process down. And once you get the process down, then you can hire someone else to do it for you because then you can explain exactly how you're doing it. Brenda says, can you talk a little more about JV? I didn't get to stay last week. Well, Brenda, the replay's up if you missed that. Okay, would you put a back-end offer at 50% for a free offer up front? What price point do you think is enticing to offer a JV 100%? Yeah, I would do, if you have some type of back-end offer, absolutely do that and offer that at 50% for the affiliate. So if you can come up with some type of back-end offer that you can offer after someone subscribes to the members area, then that's great. What price point do you think is enticing to offer a JV at 100%? You know, I do $7. If someone has an offer where they're giving me 100% of $7 or 100% of $9.99, that's enticing to me. And then something else on the back end as well, you know, say 50% on whatever. We do deals like that all the time. Okay, Jean has a great question. She says, but why would anyone pay for this when they can go to curated news sites? How do you position the offer if this – okay, let me cover that first. Why would anyone pay for this? Well, they would pay for it because you're putting all the information into one place, and they're not having to go out everywhere and find stuff. If you're interested in a topic like this, like, you know, weird business ideas or weird ways to make money, where do you go to find that? It's not easy to find. And so if you're going out and finding these different ideas and putting them all into one place, that's enticing enough for people. There's no curated news site that I know of that covers, you know, topics, say, on weird business ideas or weird money-making ideas. Okay, how do you position the offer if this is info is free online? Well, you're positioning it just like that in that you're bringing this information to people. You know, most people, they don't know that everyone could access that video on YouTube. And really, they don't care because you're just providing a service. How do you do the offer? Okay, for an offer like this, I would make sure that I had, say, I don't know, 10 to 15 posts already done and ready for people. And then I would write a short couple of sentence, paragraph about each particular idea, just like I did with the one about the silver. And that's how I would promote it, through an email to people. Just kind of tweaking their curiosity on what this could potentially be. Just like this right here. So this right here, that would be my teaser copy that I would use to promote this. How to get free silver from your bank. Walk in, say these five magic words, and walk out with a handful of free and clear silver. And you know where I got that from? I got that from that very first video. The guy that's on the video says, say these five words. And I just added the word magic to it. I just said, say these five magic words. So that makes them curious, and that increases their desire. Exactly, Gene. That makes them curious. It increases their desire. They have to have that desire to start with, but all you're doing is just adding fuel to that flame of desire. How do you track your JV partner's earnings from your offers? With this, all I would do is I would set up a separate PayPal subscription button for each JV partner. You know, you're not going to have tons and tons and tons of JV partners anyway, so just do it manually. I've done that many times. In fact, I just did a deal similar to that with Colin Scott from Speedy Publishing, where we just set up a separate payment button just for his people, so I would know where it came from. Do they get a free trial? They could. You could definitely offer a free trial, and then, you know, when they sign up for it, just send them the password to that particular article or that particular post. Gene says, very cool. I love it. Now I get it. Okay, great. Would a course like this also work for Udemy? The only problem with this on Udemy would be linking out to YouTube. I'd be a little leery of doing that. If you actually did it and you did each of the videos yourself, then it'd be fine. Okay, any other questions on this? Okay, that's pretty much it for the membership site. If you don't have any other questions, I'm going to go ahead and call it a day here, and just be sure to get any other questions you have into me so we can do a session on Monday. So remember, session on Monday. Gary, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your thoughts on my wife's back problem. It's kind of a should be. They're telling us it's routine surgery, so that's kind of what we're hoping. What is a high-priced member site program that is more hands-off? There's one that most people are now using by Bill Myers, and it's called, I can't think of the name of it. Am I going to send traffic to this? You know, I don't know if I'm going to actually produce this as a product, but I think it's a pretty neat product idea, the weird money-making ideas. The membership site, let me see if I can find it real quick. And he actually recently just reduced his price quite a bit because it used to be $1,000 or more. Let me show you why I'm here. Let me find this, and I'm going to show you a way to find ideas for content, for themes for membership sites. Okay, so this is Bill Myers online, and he's using his own membership site software to manage his site here. But he also sells, it's called MemberGate. Okay. All right, MemberGate, and if we click here, it should tell us how much it costs. All right. Notice here it says new pricing, get started for $197, includes everything. All right, so now he's got lower pricing. I'm not sure what you get with this, but this used to be $1,000 or more for this software. And seriously, it does way, way, way more than you'd ever want. I mean, once you get started with your membership site and you see that you're making money with it, then maybe go to something like this. But if you're just getting started out, just testing the waters, just go with something down and dirty simple like I showed you. But here's a way that you can find other people that have membership sites that you can kind of see what they're doing and get ideas. Just come down here to the bottom where it says this site is powered by MemberGate and copy that phrase and then go into Google. And then just enter that, and I'm just going to do this site is powered by MemberGate, just like that. I'm going to do that in quotes. And then you get all these sites that are using the MemberGate software. Now, a lot of these are MemberGate itself, but if you just keep drilling down, then you'll find other ones that are using it. Here's one that's a DC practice market. I'm not sure what this is. That's a chiropractic market. Ambition to Success. So here's another one that's using that site. So you can go through here and just start digging down and get some ideas for what other people are doing. WinTheLottery.com. Information about playing the lottery, I guess. There's one for sports rehab. So anyway, there's just tons and tons of sites out there that use this. The Daily Cafe. Not really sure what this is about, but. So anyway, just use that and use that text. Let me put that text in my mind map. Thank you. Okay, let me go back and just see if there's any other questions. I came in while I was doing that. What do you think about Google Hangouts for this? Just curious because I went through Zane Miller's course. I haven't used Google Hangouts very much myself. I've been on a couple that other people have hosted. But what you could do, though, if you wanted to integrate Google Hangouts with this, you could just do a Google Hangout as one of the sessions that you deliver to members. So you would send them an email to the WordPress blog post, and in the blog post just say, hey, this is a Hangout on blah, blah, blah subject. And you could do that live. You could do it recorded, whatever, if you know how to do them. I think Keith Doherty also has a Google Hangout course, so would this be an idea to integrate these Hangouts into such a membership site? Yeah, I mean, that's really how I would do it, just what I said. You could just have the Hangout would just be like another one of the videos that you're linking to. The link to Nathan HomeQuest stuff is in the mind map. I can go ahead and put it in the chat too, just so you have it now. And just go through. He's got a lot of blog posts that are really interesting. I mean, he's giving that information away on a blog. What he's doing could literally be the content for a membership site if he wanted to sell it, because the content's that good. In your estimation, what's the easiest method in the RIM program to make a profit from? I would say either Udemy or FBA. One of those two. Probably the quickest thing would be doing FBA. Because you guys saw how quickly I was able to generate income from that. Because I did it live on that bonus session. Okay, any other questions you have, please just go to the questions link here. And, again, we'll be having our next session on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So thanks again, and have a great day. Goodbye.